This portion of our show brought to you by the Café Burf with your host, Maurice the Maitre D. Here.
Le bon vivre, restaurant au pourquoi?
Why does one go to a restaurant?
Je le coeur, c'est la conce, c'est de cuire.
So that the elegance of the dining experience
je le coeur,
it is not compromised
le bon cuisine de pourquoi j'ai coeur,
by the dirty little secrets of the kitchen.
Le bon, j'ai peur côté de l'eau, vas-y.
There you are at a table with the one you love.
Je peux causer.
You hold her hand.
Le bon cuisine.
You look into the soft brown pools of her eyes.
Le bon soir, quelqu'un.
You do not wish to know
la chef, je peux causer.
That the chef has tenderized the beef
je veux que, je l'ai pas d'accord.
By jumping up and down on it.
Le sang, je peux causer les tartes de cœur.
That he thaws out the frozen fish.
Vous pouvez le causer par cœur.
By holding it under his bare arm.
Je l'ai encore.
That he glazes the chicken. I don't think I want to hear the rest of this. A lot of people associate Halloween with Europe and with the paranoid hysteria of the Dark Ages and the Grimm Brothers fairy tales.
No, no, please, no!
But Europe isn't like that anymore. Europe is an orderly society compared to ours. In Europe, you can buy aspirin in bottles without tamper-proof plastic seals on them. Halloween is an American holiday. In America, everything has a tamper-proof plastic seal on it. I saw one this last week on a jar of mustard. I saw one in a hotel once, a tamper-proof plastic seal on the complimentary shampoo. Well, that's the first thing I think about when I take a shower in a hotel is the danger that I may open that shampoo that I may have been tampered with, and I'll squeeze that on my head.
Ah! No! 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 My God! No! No!
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door, only this and nothing more." Distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels named Lenore, nameless here forevermore. Here's a note from R.H. of Winnetka, who asks,
I always wondered at Halloween, what disguises do famous people wear?
Very good question. Let's ask some famous people here and find out.
Well, Hillary and I have discussed what would be an appropriate costume, and we arrived at the decision to go trick-or-treating dressed up as dolphins.
Dolphins?
Yeah. We'd like to use Halloween to draw attention to the important role played by marine animals in our country today.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Are you going to be going door-to-door, Mr. President?
No, we'd like to go door-to-door, but we'll both be in a special tank.
Okay. Oh, good, thank you. How about you, Senator Dole?
Well, you know it, I know it, the American people know it, that I'm not going to go around as a dolphin, I can tell you that. No, sir, the plan is to go as Dracula.
I see. They like it. I come to work at the radio station on Monday morning, and though I know it's Halloween, still it's kind of strange to see my colleagues with
rotting flesh falling off their faces. Something wrong with your skin, Jeff?
No, I don't think so. Oh, I pulled my ear off.
I wouldn't scratch my head if I were you. Oh.
Boy, this cold doesn't seem to want to go away.
Jeff, that's not a cold. That's called living death.
Oh, I see. What do you do for it?
Well, I'd call an undertaker if I were you.
Okay.
Gosh, everybody's so weird.